This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
John, with the St. Brown stuff, should we play the audio for people to whet the appetite?
I think we should. They could stew on it over the update and just form their opinion on like, dislike, too much, not enough. Where are we going with this?
This is from the St. Brown Bros podcast. See what would really happen if this team was healthy. He wants the Eagles week one. John, baked into this is a little trash talk. It's a little we would have beat you, and it's a little bit we're going to beat you. How do you feel about it?
I'm okay with the wanting to open the season with Philly. That's how everybody should actually feel. You want to, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And right now, Philly is the best. I have absolutely no issue with that. The only issue I have, the cringe moment, and as we were listening to that, I don't know if you were, you know, looking over this direction, but it's cringy when he says anything about what would have happened in the NFC Championship game. That is, after watching Philly, and I think they were the sleeping giant, one that we didn't recognize throughout the course of the year, because you start looking back and saying, how is it that Philly did this to Kansas City? Some of it was Kansas City and an aging tight end, wide receivers that just weren't as effective. But I think we slept a little bit on what we were seeing from the Eagles. Now, they played their best game of the season, had not seen Philly, even going back and watching some of their games and seeing what it is that I did miss. They played their best game in the biggest game of the year. The front four played a dominant game for Philly in the Super Bowl. I hadn't seen that type of production as an 11 on defense in any game that they played during the regular season or even against the Commanders or against the Rams in the playoffs. But having said that, I don't know that there's any... What makes us believe that if the Lions did beat the Commanders and they faced Philly in the NFC Championship game, and as it was pointed out, the injuries, that they would have won that game against Philly?
Hubris. That's what it is. And you got on me a little bit earlier in the show for this. Stop looking back, start looking ahead. That's right. The issue I have with it is anything looking back.
That's a great point.
Like, John, the Eagles won 16 of their last 17 football games. They had the number one defense in football. They won three of their four playoff games discoing by double digits. They actually walked the walk and backed it up. I don't feel like Lions fans can comfortably say we beat Philly if we're healthy. Phily was a different breed.
Whoa. If they're healthy, that's a different conversation. That we're starting to devolve into a mythical reality.
Yeah.
That wasn't going to happen. Even if they beat the Commanders, they weren't going to be healthy against Philly. So that argument, there's no point in having that argument. No,
but part of what St. Brown says is, well, you'll see what we look like when we're healthy. There's no guarantee you were beating them when healthy. And I think Lions fans may be hanging on to this like, no, you still have work to do. Philly's a juggernaut. Did we not just watch Philly run the gamut? I mean, again, they lost one game from October 1st on, and we're sitting here going, yeah, if we're healthy, we're kicking their ass.
I do want to see a healthy Detroit Lions team play against Philly.
Me too.
That wasn't going to happen in the NFC Championship game. It can only happen next year. And we don't know if they're going to be healthy at that point. Lee McNeil probably not back.
Correct.
I think Aiden Hutchinson will be back. But what? How long does it take him to
week one, you
to
don't
be
know.
100% comfortable out there playing? I mean, he could hit the ground running. But, and you're going to get a lot of other guys back. But they're going to be two completely different teams next year.
I hope so. I mean, that's kind of the goal, right? Is that the Lions will get even better. And which is why I want to see the Eagles week one. Would be great. It'd be a good tone setter because you'd learn right away what moves did you make, how do you stack up, and if you lose, you have that as fuel the rest of the way. And if you win, it's a statement win the way it was a couple years ago when they beat Kansas City to open up the season. And they would go on to the NFC title that year. Like, I have no issue with St. Brown saying, bring on the best. We want to play the best. I don't think that's in poor form. Anything looking back, any woulda, coulda, shouldas, to me, we need to move past.
Yes. I don't like the coulda, woulda, shouldas. I like the look forward. I like the look into the future and the challenge of taking on the defending Super Bowl champs and making a statement to start the season next year. Using all of the shortcomings from this year, as we heard the previous year with Penei Sewell talking about how many times he watched that and how much it hurt to watch the NFC Championship game against San Francisco that they lost and how they lost it. I want to hear about the motivation moving forward. I don't really want to hear any mythical situations of, oh, well, if we had beat them and we were healthy, what would that look like in the NFC Championship game? Even if, which you didn't, but even if you had beaten the Commanders, you weren't going to be healthy playing against the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC Championship game. Now, it would have been at home. That's the only thing you could talk about. But again, I don't want to look back.
I know.
I want to look forward.
Yeah, to me, the Lions, as currently constructed, beating the Commanders would have lost to the Eagles. Now, you still say, hey, I want to play the game and see what happens because the Commanders pulled off an upset. Why couldn't Detroit? I understand. But the most likely outcome was Detroit loses to Philadelphia at Ford Field in the NFC title game. And I would go as far as to say, even if they were healthy, they would have lost to Philadelphia, which is why this offseason is so important for Brad Holmes. It's why it's so important to get these guys healthy and build off of it because they do need to be better. I think it's a flawed premise to just say, line up the helmets, get everybody healthy, and we're the best team in football. It flies in the face of what Philly just did this season. It completely disrespects what Philadelphia did this season. You have to respect your opponent. I think that humbling, I went through it personally with the double-digit disco. We all kind of collectively went through it as a show, and I think as a city, we all need to put that in perspective. There is work that needs to be done.
To me, again, I don't have it. If you want to talk trash about the game that you're going to play to start the season next year, have no problem with that. And if you want to talk about a healthy defense, and I'm not even going to sit there and say if they were healthy, they would have lost. We don't know, and it's pointless to even have that discussion. But to sit there and say that, you know, oh, well, if we had played this year and had been healthy, to me, it's just excuse making. And
yes,
you know who you're not going to hear it from?
Dan.
Dan Campbell. So for those, and I've heard this before, well, they're just, you know, repeating what they hear. I disagree with that 100%. Those players are not going to hear anything from Dan Campbell about, oh, well, we lost because of the injuries, or we lost because this, we didn't play well enough. We made mistakes. The Washington Commanders won the game.
This is such a great point. Dan Campbell didn't let injuries be excuses all season long. We'd sit there and go, but Dan, you're missing 8 guys here, 10 guys here, 13 guys.
We gave him plenty of opportunity to come up with an excuse.
And he's like, I don't care. You know, get your moldy bread and we're going to find a way. We're going to get humbled. We're going to work. We're going to work with who we've got. We've got enough. And they won 15 games. He's not going to make excuses. And he's also someone who I didn't think was over the top in terms of this, like, needing to be humbled. When they lost the NFC title game, he said, we just might not win. Like, I mean, he was very blunt and honest about the work that needs to be put in each and every year. I don't think he's someone who was looking past the Commanders or would look past the Eagles or felt like he got too big for his britches. I certainly didn't feel that way. I think they got outplayed, but I don't think it's because Dan Campbell looked at this team and gave this idea that they were guaranteed anything or promised anything. The way they coached and played all year indicated they knew not everything would be promised, and that started when they lost the NFC title game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And when you look at, I think because of the phenomenon that Patrick Mahomes is and the way that he has performed and what the Kansas City Chiefs has done, this is not to take away from it. This is to add to it along with what Philly has done. They've been to the Super Bowl 3 times. They've won twice. And the 1 year that they didn't go, last year, they lost both coordinators. Didn't do a good job of hiring, now that one of those coordinators down in Columbus, which is
hilarious.
Awesome. But they have been able to retool, rework, rebuild on the run and be a consistent winning franchise. I think it goes way under the radar of what they have done over the last 6-7 years.
Some ticket text. And we got open lines, 248-539-9797. Amon-Ra St. Brown on his podcast says we want to open the season with the Eagles. Great. You and I agree with him.
Yes.
But any of this implying like what would have happened if they faced in the NFC title or making amends for that, guys, they weren't healthy, so it's a moot point. And even if they were, a ticket texter points out, injuries didn't make Goff turn the ball over 4 times. Like,
right.
Things are going to need to get better even if they are healthy because the Eagles are that good, whether we want to acknowledge that or not. Texter says, the amount of trash talk from a team that hasn't backed it up when it matters most shows me that this team is more bark than bite.
I'm not going to go that far. Like, okay, what's the other trash talk? Like, what is the other trash talk? We were doing a lot of trash talking, which has no impact on how the team plays.
Correct.
And, you know, we had to eat some crow.
Oh, yeah.
In whether it was
still
the loss to Buffalo.
Out of my teeth.
I know. It was, we were all in and way overconfident, but the trash talk that we had wasn't what was coming from the locker room, the players. This is the first time where it's been a cringe moment of something that you didn't earn. And it sounds to me like, first of all, you didn't earn the opportunity to play against the Eagles. You also are starting to make excuses for why you didn't.
I don't believe in this team going forward. Every team has a better defense than us, unfortunately. No Aleem and Hutch with half a leg. St. Brown needs to stop embarrassing us on his podcast, Brandon and Sterling Heights.
I'm not going to go that far. I think this is still a really good team. It's still going to be one of the top 3, 4, 5 teams that everybody's going to be talking about to be in the Super Bowl next year. And I do think with Brad Holmes, utilizing the draft, utilizing trades, utilizing free agency, this is still going to be a team that has to be reckoned with.
Commander's cap space worries me. Yet another reason why that loss to San Francisco could haunt us forever.
That is the big concern, because if you just talk about Myles Garrett, who has the best odds of landing Myles Garrett outside of him staying in Cleveland? One of the teams is the Commanders because they have the cap space to absorb it. They have capital. They have more capital to be able to offer Cleveland than a lot of other teams. And they're one of a small group of teams. Plus, it's also a team where I think if Cleveland honors the request of Myles Garrett that says, I want to go to a playoff team, they're certainly fit the bill.
They do. I wouldn't mind playing the Eagles in week one. Super Bowl hangover. I think we match up well in the run game. It'd be a great game to kick off the NFL season. Tyler in a car.
I agree with that. I mean, I thought that when they were playing Kansas City.
Guys, Lions lost three games last year. All were at home. There's no guarantee just because the game was at Ford Field, they would have played Philadelphia and beat them last year.
Agree.
I fully agree. I love Amon-Ra, but some of his chirps and antics are getting old. The blue hair, the disparaging players drafted ahead of him, exhausting. I'm not there with St. Brown. I like the chip on his shoulder.
I do too. But I go out there and win. That's the bottom line. Go out there and win when it matters most.
Yeah. Did injuries make Goff turn the ball over? It wasn't just the injuries. You can't assume they were going to win anything. Have to put in the work. I agree with that to a T.
And that's why I don't even want to entertain an argument of if they had played in the NFC Championship game, because if they did, they weren't going to be at full strength. And honestly, neither was Philly.
Right. Well, they were healthier, but I understand your point. Lions regular season champs. How about zip your lips and stop choking? Stop talking. Start walking. So there is a little bit of that undercurrent. We want to hear from you guys on the phones. 248-539-9797. It's 97.1.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.